Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on CalBanyan.com, where I've got hundreds of videos for you. Please become a VIP member. It's free. Instantly give you access to all the videos. And if you like, we'll send you a message every time we put up a brand new video, which is about once a week. All right. Who am I? I'm Cal Banyan. I'm known as the trainer of some of the best in the profession. I'm also known as the expert on hypnosis, or the authority on hypnosis that works. Clients come to me from all over the world. Students come to me from all over the world. I'm honored to be able to help them in the way that I do. And I want to invite you to become one of my students. Come to one of my classes. All right, hey, speaking of that, look here on my trusty clipboard. If you're watching this here in the year 2017, here's the upcoming classes. If you're watching it any other time, you can always go to my course schedule on calbanyan.com. All right. I got the National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, 10 days of Eat, Sleep, and Poop Hypnosis, where you will go through the basics, the intermediates, all the way up to the most advanced stuff, including age aggression, five-path hypnosis, and you will become a teacher of seven-path self-hypnosis. You will learn about the secret language feelings and so much more. And they are October 2nd to the 13th with the weekend off. That's this year, 2017. Next year in 2018. In January 9th through the 8th through the 19th with the weekend off, and July 9th through the 20th with the weekend off. And then for you who are already certified, you have at least 40 hours of training, and we may change that, but right now it's 40 hours worth of training. Then what you can do is you can take our Week of Power, which is exactly the same course, but we don't spend so much time on the basics because you're supposed to already have them. And we get through the 10-day course in 7 days. And as a result, April 15th to the 21st, you get all the same stuff. It is a confidence and skill building course. All right. Well, this is, I think, video number 3. In the series I'm putting out right now, I like to call The Amazing Things Your Instructor, Your Hypnosis Instructor, Probably Forgot to Tell You, or to Make Clear to You, or to Make Useful to You. And I'm going to focus on something kind of fun today. And that is, let's see here. Oh, convincers. What are they? Why use them? Most important is eyelid catalepsy and secret to getting eyelid catalepsy right. All right. In my previous video, I talked about what is hypnosis, what is suggestibility. Then the next one, I talk about proper tone. And this one, I'm going to talk about convincers. Now, here's the challenge. When someone comes to see you, they have fears and misconceptions about hypnosis, and your job is to give them an excellent pre-talk to get rid of those fears and misconceptions that would keep them from going into a deep state of hypnosis easily. But there's one fear that clients have, if they've never been hypnotized before, that no pre-talk, no amount of talking will ever overcome. And that is, well, I know my uncle, I know hypnosis works because my uncle did it, and I've looked at the scientific research and it validates hypnosis as a real thing, but I'm not sure I can do it. That's the fear. I don't know if I can do it. Now, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their client's confidence, there's no game. There's no hypnosis. There's no success. So, what I want to talk to you about is you need to begin to use convincers. Convincers are a depth test for a level of hypnosis that you know that they've achieved. Well, anyway, convincers done right. You know that they've achieved that level of hypnosis, and you just want to show them that they're hypnotized. So, the first thing, you're going to do a great pre-talk. You're going to do a great pre-hypnosis interview. Then you're going to take them over to the big chair, and you're going to say, can I have permission to touch your hand, your arm, your shoulder, maybe even your forehead? Yes, because we're going to touch them. I suppose you could do this without touching them, these convincers, but I don't know how you'd do it as well. Then what we're going to do is we're going to do excellent hypnotic induction. Right now, my favorite induction that I'm recommending for everybody is the five-path induction. It is on fivepathinduction.com. I gave it to the world. Everybody can use it. It's somnambulism in 2 or 3 minutes. If that's too slow for you, go to the 8wordinduction.com and I can show you how to do instantaneous inductions, somnambulism in 4 seconds. But that's not what this video is about. Deepen them out and then you do covert testing. Now, the great thing about the 5-path induction is it has a built-in deepener for somnambulism and a covert test for somnambulism. When you get done with that induction, you know your client is at least at the threshold of somnambulism, stage 4, which is somnambulism, which is deep enough to do age regression and parts work and all this kind of thing. So in the induction, the 5-path induction, you can end that induction knowing that your client is at stage 4. Then what we want to do is we want to convince them that they're in hypnosis. You give them a test for stage 1 or 2. Now, in the induction, the test for stage 4 is covert. They don't realize you're doing it. That way you can keep deepening, testing until they reach stage 4, because they just think you're telling them to relax. But really, you're in this cycle of deepening and testing. Once they've passed the test, you have stage 4, they're in a deep level of hypnosis. Now, there's also 5 and 6, but stage 4 is the minimum level we need to do the work we do as 5-path hypnotists who do age regression, parts work, and this kind of thing. Okay. So now that I know they're in stage 4, I want to give them a test for stage 1 or 2. Now, I know they're going to pass a test for stage 1, because I've already tested them for stage 4. Stage 4 is deeper, right? This is just like if I had kids in school and I had a bunch of fourth graders and I gave them a fourth grade comprehensive fourth grade math test and they passed it, I can be confident that they would all pass a math test for the first grade. You see what I mean? So I'm not taking any chances, because hypnosis is a confidence game. I'm trying to build their confidence. Now, so one of my favorites is just simple eyelid catalepsy. So what we do is it's going to go like this. My client's in somnambulism, and I'm going to tell them, I'm lightly touching you on the head. I always tell them that because I don't want to shock them. In a moment, I'm going to count, starting with the number 1. And with every number I count, your eyelids will twitch and tighten. Here we go. Touching on the forehead. 1, eyelids are twitching and tightening. 2, tighter and tighter. 3, locked shut, zip tight. 4, stuck like glue. 5, you try to open them, but you cannot. This is me touching their forehead. You try to open them, but you cannot. Good. Stop trying. Go deeper, relaxed. And then I move on with the session. Now, what's happened there is a lot of things. 1, and I talk about this in last video, congruence of tone. I'm not going, no, your eyelids are twitching and tightening, because that's incongruent, right? 1, the tone almost cancels out what you're saying. So what you want to do is, I want to create tightness in the eyelids. And so I need to tighten up my voice. I need to be more directive. I need to be more staccato. And also when I touch them, if right now, close your eyes, wherever you're, unless you're driving the car or doing, you know, heavy machinery or something, if you're in a safe place, you can close your eyes, relax, and lightly tap yourself in right between your, start up from the middle of your forehead and start moving it towards the middle of your eyebrows. And you'll notice that it causes your eyelids, or at least part of your face, to twitch. And so my actions are congruent with what I'm suggesting, right? So I'm lightly touching them there and saying twitching and tightening. Now, I am giving them the proper tone. I'm doing this physical action. And I'm about this far away from them, right? And I accentuate my, oh, this is like insider stuff, okay? This will make eyelid catalepsy work every single time. Why? Because you got somnambulism. You only need stage one, and you know you have stage four, so you're going to get somnambulism. Second of all, you're doing this physical suggestion. Third, you've got the proper tone of voice. Four, here's an insider tip. Accentuate your T's. Imagine if you had somebody about 18 inches from your face going, twitching and tightening, tighter and tighter. You know, your eyelids just kind of want to flutter anyway, right? And so this is just some of the things you can do to make eyelid catalepsy work every single time. I'll tell you what, I no longer employ hypnotists at our center. But for many years I did, and I had this one rule. If you don't go for eyelid catalepsy in your first session, you're fired. You see, eyelid catalepsy is a no-brainer. You should always do it. Confident clients do better. Fearless clients do better. And when you take away their fear that I can't do this, to, wow, this is working. And that's what happens when they experience eyelid catalepsy. And they try to open their eyelids and they can't. They go, wow, I can do this. And they get better results. Also, something that happens is their confidence in you goes up. When they have confidence in themselves, they have confidence in the hypnotist, then they're going to get better results. And guess what? If someone says, hey, do you know a good hypnotist? I'm thinking about getting hypnosis. They'll say, oh, yeah, you got to go see Cal Banyan. Oh, did he really hypnotize you? And he didn't say, oh, yeah. In fact, right in the very beginning of the session, he locked my eyelids down. I said I couldn't open them. I couldn't. It was awesome. Okay? I know for a fact that because I use eyelid catalepsy with every single client, I've had clients fly past 1,000 other hypnotists to get to me because they know what I do works. And one of the ways I do that is the very beginning of the session is I do eyelid catalepsy. I hope you will too. If we start to do it using convincers routinely and correctly in our sessions, it will help the profession. How do you do it wrong? Wrong use of convincers is taking a chance. For example, if you've not already depth tests for a deep level of hypnosis, you've got no right. I mean, it's just crazy for you to take the chance of doing an overt test where they would know that they failed. Covert means it's secret. They don't know they're being tested. And then overt, they know they're being tested, so they know if they fail and they know if they pass. So I got to stack the deck in my client's favor. All right, that's it. I hope you'll become a VIP member somewhere on calbanyan.com around this video. There's an invitation to become a VIP member. It is free. I've got 500 videos plus that you can watch, most of them around 20 minutes, and I usually have a co-host. It's not just me babbling away. All right, let's see. That's it. See you in class. Become a VIP member. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.